On Texas Christian University Week, how do we empower Hispanic agricultural workers to get the health care they need? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carol Howe, Paula R. and Ronald C. Parker Endowed Professor of Nursing and Director of Nursing Research and Scholarship, delves into this.
Hispanics have the highest rate of diabetes compared to non-Hispanic Blacks, Asians, and whites. Most agricultural workers in the U.S. are of Mexican descent. Hispanic agricultural workers face systemic health barriers related to cost, language challenges, lack of health insurance, migratory lifestyles, and fear of law and immigration enforcement. In collaboration with Dr. Anabel Rodriguez from the School of Public Health at Texas A&M, Dr. Teresa Wagner from the School of Public Health at the University of North Texas, and Luz Chavez as the local coordinator, we conducted a study to assess the effectiveness of community coaches to enhance diabetes knowledge and to reduce A1C levels among agricultural workers in the Texas Panhandle. The pilot project consisted of two phases to create, deliver, and evaluate a community diabetes coaching program. In phase one, community coaches were trained on a low-literacy, Spanish-language diabetes education program, which they, in phase two, delivered to agricultural workers over 12 weeks. Workers' diabetes knowledge improved significantly from baseline, indicating a large learning effect. Diabetes control, measured by hemoglobin A1C, decreased from 8.3% at baseline to 7.6% after the coaching program, representing a 0.7% decrease. Changes in A1C greater than 0.5% is considered clinically significant. The findings from this study demonstrate that culturally and linguistically tailored community coaching programs can significantly improve diabetes knowledge and control among Hispanic agricultural workers, underscoring the importance of literacy-appropriate, feasible, and sustainable health interventions for this vulnerable population.
That was Carol Howe of Texas Christian University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.